Welcome to the Real Momentum Podcast with Mike Spivey and Keith Boggs. This is a program that encourages and challenges men through biblical discussions on manhood, interviews with key leaders, and powerful messages from a variety of different speakers. Everything that the Real Momentum Podcast does is focused on one mission: helping men win. Let's see what Mike Spivey and Keith Boggs has for us today on The Real Momentum.
This is a word of, in a lot of ways, it's a word of prevention, sexual purity. Then also, in some ways, it probably can be a word of correction, a word of instruction that I believe God uses us. I think it's a shepherding word from God's word in Proverbs 5, 6, and 7. I think it'll be something I hope that you'll take and really process and pray through and allow God to just really minister to you in this area. I think it'll always be something we deal with and struggle with, and if we're not equipped in this, we can't really be effective and win. And one of the things that keeps us from being faithful, godly men is this area of sexual purity. And I don't know about you, but I got beat early in my life in this area, and there's a price to pay. It lives with you, and I pray as we navigate this together through God's Word, I can honestly say I'm on the other side of this, and I praise God that I'm on the other side and have been for a decade or so. I'm just thankful that to have that kind of clarity and purity, and not that I don't struggle, but the God's Word is the one that's going to help you make it through. And I was asked one time to speak on sexual purity at a men's conference, and they asked what the topic or the title was, and I began to talk about it a little bit. Then told him all the passages I was going to be using. He said, "We don't want to speak so much from Scripture." I said, "Well, I don't need to speak then, because if we can't speak from truth that is truth that transforms us, then we probably don't have any way to get help. So, I don't need to even be here." But I think part of understanding, you know, God's Word is very clear. There's other passages I could get to today, but just for the sake of time, I won't. We may send some resources out after this. But I do know this: the Spirit of God can help you, and God's Word can help you. And there's other resources that are available. But if you don't have a close relationship with God, you're already going to struggle in this area. So hopefully the Spirit of God can help you with this today and help us walk by faith and not by sight. And, you know, as Justin was even mentioning, he's glad he's not teaching it, and I wish I wasn't teaching it. But at the same time, I'm glad I am. I'm glad God's given me some victory in this area, and at the same time, keeping victory there, and then trying to raise girls and virtuous girls and virgins. That's really God's design for His children. So, and even the same way with sons. So, there's a battle plan, and there's a way to do it, and you got to fight for it and go after it. And if you don't, you're gonna get beat. I'm telling you, you're gonna get beat in this area really quick, and it'll be some tragic things that happen. So let's read Proverbs chapter 6, verse 26, and then there'll be a lot of other scripture that I'll probably mention but won't get to today, but I want to encourage you to pick it up and follow through it. Chapters 5, 6, and 7 deal with the immoral woman in Proverbs. Chapter 31 shows you the virtuous woman. Even chapter 2 mentions some of the immorality that plays out. So if you notice God's Word in Proverbs, it's speaking to speaking of wisdom and speaking of being a fool. So this deals with the area of being a fool and really a tragic area if we don't get this right. So Proverbs 6, verse 26 says, "For by means of a harlot a man is reduced to a crust of bread, and an adulteress will prey upon his precious life." Let's pray together. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you that we can get help today. Thank you that we can stay in righteousness, stay in instruction, stay in encouragement because of your word and the Holy Spirit. So I ask you to bless us with confidence today, and I pray, Lord, for encouragement, but at the same time, I pray for exposure. God, turn the light on so we can run to safety. Lord, you tell us in your word in several places to flee all sexual sin, to run to you, and I pray, God, as we think about our phones, as we think about the life culture that we have around us, it seems like we're always on the run. So if anything, help us run with you in this area. So help us to have vision in this area. Help us to have assistance in this area. Help us to link arms together in this area to help other brothers. Lord, I'm kind of shocked at the number of times I've been in church and the number of times I haven't heard about this and how to win in this area. So I pray that we would be vocal about this and provide the value that we need, because there is such a thing that there is a hunt for the precious life. And so help us see that. God, even help us feel that. And I pray that you'll be exalted as we even discuss this later on. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. So the word beware needs to be mentioned here in this passage and other chapters in Proverbs. So the truth is, beware the red light district has moved into our homes via the internet, movies, television, now cell phones, now iPhones, iPods, iPads. Here's some more, okay? I've had to add to my list. Social media, TikTok, YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Now you just kind of go everywhere you go. It's everywhere. It's in your face. It's addressing you. And the question is, how am I going to deal with this? And so as we navigate this specific word in Proverbs, the word pray is also translated the word hunt, the hunt for the precious life. It's the idea of searching and chasing. So when you think about social media, I would get a perspective is that it's hunting you, the hunt for the precious life. And so you just can't scroll anymore, basically. You can't just kind of, you know, be mindless in your participation of what even social media is, because, man, when I first did this lesson, it's probably 15 years ago now, I didn't have to deal with none of this. None of this was even on the agenda. Now it's almost to a whole new level where there's this constant pressure, constant pursuit of my life in this area of sexual sin. A New York Times columnist said, it's easier to get pornography than it is to avoid it. We have protected the rights of those who live in a porn-infested culture while altogether ignoring the interests of those who do not. So in other words, there's more about this culture than there is about ways to defeat it and stay away from it. Just some numbers on pornography. More than the combined revenue of ABC, NBC, and CBS. So the stats on what the number of revenue is for NBC, ABC, and CBS is more in the pornography industry than it is for those three networks. More in pornography than the NFL, NBA, and Major League Baseball. $15 to $97 billion a year. Listen to this. Every second, $3,000 is spent on pornography. Wow. Now think about that. That's all that money, all that energy, all that time, everything going into a way to take you down and take you out. How much are we investing to stay clean, to stay pure, to run? If the enemy's making that kind of investment to take us down and take us out, what can we do to make it through? And so the verse mentions there this precious life. That's what is valuable. Listen, guys. That what is costly, that is prized, dear, and priceless. So it's not only your life that you're fearfully and wonderfully made, but it's also the hunt for your wife. It's also the hunt for your children. It's coming to destroy every bit of it. It's not coming just for your precious life. When sexual sin moves in, it also affects your wife or your future wife. It affects your children or future children. It just takes it all over. And it's almost like a cancer that moves through everything. You can't really stop the impact once it gets in. And we all know the stories of men that have been caught maybe perhaps or maybe made poor choices of sexual sin, whether it's pornography, adultery, fornication, and we can go on. This type of sin, if not dealt with, you can be sure that your children will. You've got to find a way to break clean and break free, to stay clean and stay free. Because of the great impact it has. Why would God's Word make this statement? Pray upon His precious life. Why is He saying this? Because I really believe He needs to say it, right? He needs to say it. And so as we think about just letting God's Word come off the pages of our Bible, I want the exposure of God's Word to help us today. Number one, notice that the lure is fatal. The lure is fatal. By means of a harlot, the translation is a whorish woman. The means is the execution of her, the strategy of her, the way she maneuvers, the way she is enticing and those kind of things are very real. So I'm going to move to Proverbs chapter 5, and I want you to pick up and notice that, number one, her words are deafening. Her communication is really what is pulling us away. And how does she communicate? The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 5, verse 3 and 4, the lips of an immoral woman drip honey, and her mouth is smoother than oil, but in the end she is bitter as wormwood. sharp as a two-edged sword. And so verse 3 describes her as an immoral woman or a strange woman, someone you don't know, a woman you're not related to. And so this truth that we can take out of the words being definite, number one, the harlot's character is evil. Scrolling, you don't think you're scrolling when you're on the internet or when you're on social media. You don't think you're looking at something evil, but the Word of God describes it as being evil. The Hebrew word translated evil denotes the breaking up of all that is good. It's the precious life that we've already read about. The second thing I want you to notice is this. She is full of flattery. Listen to me. And she knows what to say. She knows what to say. And by the way, she says it without even using words. That's being sensitive and aware, paying attention. And so the lips drip honey, her mouth is smoother than oil. One of my favorite commentary writers is John Phillips, and listen to what he says. He says, "The wanton woman baits her trap with honeyed words. She is well versed in what to say to seduce careless men." That's a key phrase there, careless men. "She knows how to inflame the passions of those who stop to listen to what she says. She is an old hand at enticement. She knows which word to use in her approach, how to respond to the apply, and how to make the next conversational move." By the way, it's not always words. "She has no trouble sizing up each prospective client. She knows how to choose the words that will lead him on." Verse 4 describes it as in the end, but in the end, her end, or whenever things are over with, in terms of the enticement or the way that she's trying to draw you away, it's bitter as wormwood. It's a symbol of suffering. That phrase there in Proverbs chapter 5, I think verse number 4 it is, that translation of wormwood is that she's leading you to the place of suffering. You might think it's going to be awesome. It's going to be exciting. It's going to be, something that I really want, perhaps, maybe in the flesh, and you're lured away toward that. But it is everything she's saying, everything she's showing, everything she's doing is leading you to a place of suffering. You see the picture now? And that's why I think God's Word says to hunt for the precious life. He doesn't want that for you. You're valuable, you're important, and you're significant.
If you've been enjoying the spiritual insights, stories, and practical strategies we share here on Real Momentum, the absolute best way you can support the show is by taking just 60 seconds right now to do two things. First, hit that subscribe or follow button. Subscribing ensures you never miss an episode of inspiration and that every new discussion is waiting for you the moment it drops. Second, please leave us a quick rating and review. Those 5-star ratings and your honest reviews are fuel for our show. They help other leaders like you find our ministry and keep the momentum building. But wait, there's one more thing. We don't just want to talk to you. We want to connect with you. We want to hear about your Real Momentum moments. You can find all of the show notes, resource links, and transcripts for this episode at realmomentum.men/rmpodcast. And please, join the conversation. Connect with us directly on all the social media platforms by searching for Real Momentum. Send us a DM or tag us with your biggest takeaway from today's episode. Thank you for being a part of the movement to reach and lead men to follow Christ.
You've been listening to Real Momentum, a co-production between Real Momentum and TIL Radio Network.